SRN News, I'm Jeremy House in Washington. Israeli strikes hit near several hospitals in Gaza City early Friday as the military pushed deeper into dense urban neighborhoods in its battle with Hamas militants. Israel has accused Hamas fighters of hiding in hospitals and using the Shifa Hospital complex as its main command center. Also on SRNNews.com, West Virginia's Democratic Senator Joe Manchin says he will not seek re-election in 2024.
The 76-year-old Manchin has issued a statement saying he made the decision after lengthy deliberation and long family conversations. He's a veteran politician who served his state as governor, secretary of state, and state legislator. He entered the Senate after winning a special election in 2010 following the death of long-serving Senator Robert Byrd. Then Manchin won re-election in 2012 and 2018. His announcement gives Republicans a prime opportunity to pick up a Senate seat in the heavily GOP state. George Williams reporting.
A federal judge has upheld the Biden administration's approval of the Willow Oil Drilling Project on Alaska's remote North Slope, a massive project that drew the ire of environmentalists who accused the president of backpedaling on his pledge to combat climate change. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell suggests that the Fed is in no hurry to further raise its benchmark interest rate, given evidence that inflation pressures are continuing to ease at a gradual pace. Powell says 2% inflation continues to be the goal.
We know that ongoing progress toward our 2% goal is not assured. Inflation has given us a few head fakes along the way. If it becomes appropriate to tighten policy further, we will not hesitate to do so.
At the same time, Powell did not rule out another rate hike to help reduce inflation to the Fed's 2% target level. On Wall Street, Dow futures are ahead 27 points. This is SRN News. International Christian Concern is out with its 2023 list of the world's worst persecutors.
The report includes 10 oppressive countries, 6 entities, and 5 individuals. The countries include North Korea, Iran, India, Azerbaijan, and the entities are groups like the Fulani of Nigeria, Al-Shabaab, and the individuals include President Erdogan of Turkey, Xi Jinping of China, and Kim Jong-un of North Korea. The ICC says the list is an effort to shed light on what our persecuted brothers and sisters experience in the dark and what they endure to live out the faith they have chosen. I'm Bill Alexander, SRN News.
A U.S.-based global mission agency says several of its partner churches were left devastated by an earthquake that struck remote western Nepal on November 3rd, killing more than 150 people. K.P. Yohannan, founder of Texas-based GFA World, says 3 church members were killed. This is SRN News. A potentially deadly situation in Georgia.
5 letters laced with fentanyl sent to Fulton County election workers here in Georgia. Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger telling reporters the letters with the potentially deadly substance inside them identified by the U.S. Post Office. Raffensperger calling it a case of domestic terrorism. He has a personal connection to this drug as his son died of a fentanyl overdose 5 years ago. Laura Winters, Atlanta.
Hungary's prime minister says Ukraine is not ready to begin talks on future membership in the European Union, signaling again that his country could pose a roadblock to Kiev's ambitions to join the bloc. EU leaders are to decide in December whether Ukraine should be formally invited to begin talks on More details at SRNNews.com.